mother watches her daughter play for the first time without fear. The seizures that once numbered in the hundreds, each month have dropped by 91%. This is the story of a drug that doesn't just manage epilepsy. It rewrites it. Good morning. Welcome to Brightside Daily. I'm Rory, alongside Elizabeth.
And today, we've got four stories that prove science, technology, and some very smart money are quietly reshaping the future.
We'll start with a gene therapy that's giving children with severe epilepsy their childhoods back.
Plus, an AI that can spot a rare disease from a photo of your hand. No face scan required.
Let's get into it. Imagine counting your child's seizures. Not once a week, not once a day, hundreds of times a month. That's the reality for families living with Dravet syndrome, one of the most severe forms of childhood epilepsy. It affects roughly one in every 20,000 children. And until now, the options have been bleak. But here's where the story changes. A new experimental drug called zorevunersen has just delivered extraordinary results in clinical trials. Seizure frequency dropped by up to 91%. What makes this different from existing treatments is fundamental. Current drugs try to suppress seizures after they happen. Zorevunersen goes after the root cause. It targets the specific gene involved in nerve cell signaling and boosts its function directly. The medication is delivered via spinal injection, which lets it reach the brain where it's needed most. And it's the first disease-modifying therapy ever developed for Dravet syndrome.
The first in nearly 50 years since the condition was identified.
Since 1978, when Charlotte Dravet first described it. For almost half a century, families have been managing symptoms with drugs that often don't work well enough and carry serious side effects. This is a completely different approach.
And what about availability? When could families actually access this?
That's the honest caveat. The trials involved a small number of patients, and long-term safety data is still being collected. The spinal delivery method requires specialist facilities, and we don't know the cost yet. Regulatory timelines are uncertain. But for families who've been told there's nothing more medicine can do, this trial changes that conversation entirely. What does it feel like to stop counting seizures?
Here's one that stopped me in my tracks. Researchers at Kobe University have built an AI that can detect a rare hormone disorder from two photos. One of the back of your hand, one of your clenched fist. That's it.
Wait, not a blood test? Not an MRI? Photos of your hand?
Photos of your hand. The condition is acromegaly caused by excess growth hormone, usually from a pituitary tumor. It affects about 1 in 100,000 people. And here's the problem. It currently takes 7 to 10 years to diagnose. 7 to 10 years of gradual changes that get mistaken for aging. Meanwhile, patients can develop heart problems, diabetes, and joint damage that could have been prevented with earlier treatment. The AI picks up on subtle structural and texture changes in the hand that human eyes simply can't see at early stages. And the really clever part is the privacy angle.
Because facial recognition would work too. But people have legitimate concerns about that.
Exactly. This sidesteps facial data entirely. A patient could take these photos themselves at home, on their own phone, and get a screening result without their face ever entering a database. It still needs validation across different populations, and a positive screening would need traditional follow-up testing to confirm. But in regions where endocrinologists are scarce, a smartphone screening tool could catch cases that currently slip through for a decade.
A decade of preventable damage, potentially caught by a phone camera. That's the kind of lateral thinking I love seeing in medical AI.
And all from a photo that takes 3 seconds to take.
$15 billion. That's how much the world's largest sovereign wealth fund just committed to American clean energy. Norway's government pension fund, built on decades of North Sea oil revenue and now worth over $1.7 trillion, has purchased a 33% stake in a portfolio of 17 solar plants and 5 onshore wind facilities across the United States.
So oil money funding the thing that replaces oil, there's a certain poetry to that.
There really is. And what makes us significant isn't just the dollar figure, it's who's writing the check. This fund is among the most conservative institutional investors on the planet. When they put $15 billion into renewables, it's not a bet on the future. It's a recognition that the future has already arrived. These aren't speculative projects either. They're operational facilities with long-term power purchase agreements. Stable, predictable returns from clean energy infrastructure.
And it's their first major renewable investment in the US specifically?
First major one, yes. Now, to keep this in proportion, $15 billion is still less than 1% of the total fund. And this is buying into existing assets rather than building new ones.
But as a signal to every other sovereign fund, every pension manager, every institutional investor still sitting on the fence?
When the biggest fund on earth says renewables are assigned investment, that's not a press release. That's a market shift.
If you've heard of Ozempic or Wegovy, you probably associate them with weight loss. But researchers in the UK have uncovered something that could matter far more than the number on a scale. When someone has a heart attack, emergency treatment can clear the major artery blockage. But there's a problem doctors have struggled with for years. The heart's network of tiny blood vessels, the capillaries, often stays damaged. That leaves patients vulnerable to heart failure and long-term complications. Now it turns out that GLP, one drugs, the same class of medication behind those headline-making weight loss results, may help reopen and heal those microscopic vessels.
So it's not about losing weight to help your heart. The drug itself is directly protecting the heart tissue?
That's what the research suggests. The microvascular protection appears to be a separate mechanism from the metabolic effects. And because millions of people already take these drugs, the potential for clinical application is immediate. The infrastructure is there. Of course, this is still early stage. We don't have large-scale clinical trials designed specifically for cardiac protection yet. The drugs are expensive, they're not always covered for cardiac use, and some patients can't tolerate the side effects. But for a class of drugs that was designed to manage blood sugar, finding they might also heal damaged heart tissue, that's the kind of surprise that changes treatment guidelines.
Millions of heart attack survivors. A drug that's already approved and widely available. That's a combination worth watching closely. Time for our rapid fire round. Here are this week's numbers that deserve a moment.
50 gigawatts. That's the record amount of clean power capacity the United States added in 2025. Renewables now provide 26% of America's electricity. And clean energy additions outpaced fossil fuels for the year.
125 picoseconds. Engineers at Duke University have built the fastest thermal light detector ever created. It senses the entire electromagnetic spectrum, runs at room temperature, and needs no external power. Applications range from spotting skin cancer earlier to monitoring crop health from above.
5 million. That's how many people worldwide live with lupus. And they just got some welcome news. The FDA has granted fast-track status to nipocalimab after clinical trials showed it significantly reduces disease activity. It's the first drug of its kind to show positive results for lupus, and fast-track means it could reach patients years sooner.
Three numbers, three very different fields, all moving in the right direction. That's your Brightside Daily for Friday.
If any of these stories made you feel a bit more hopeful about the world, consider sharing this episode with someone who could use some good news today.
And if you want the full stories with all the links and sources, head to thebrightside.news. Everything we cover is there in detail.
Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. We'll see you on Monday.
Until then, keep looking for the bright side. It's usually closer than you think.